Why is my remote car starter not working? Common causes and fixes. A remote car starter is designed to make your life easier, especially in extreme weather. But when it suddenly stops working, it can be frustrating. If you're asking why is my remote car starter not working, the issue is usually related to the key fob, battery, safety systems, or installation problems. The good news is that most remote starter issues are easy to diagnose once you understand where to look. What happens when a remote starter fails? When your remote starter doesn't work, you may notice no response when pressing the button. Lights flash but engine doesn't start. Short range or inconsistent performance. Engine starts briefly, then shuts off. Each of these symptoms points to a different underlying problem. Quick diagnosis table. Symptom. Likely cause. What to do? No response at all. Dead key fob battery. Replace battery. Lights flash but no start. Safety system issue. Check hood/doors. Works only at short range. Weak signal or interference. Move closer. Starts then shuts off. Immobilizer or sensor issue. Check system wiring. Works sometimes. Loose wiring or low battery. Inspect connections. Key fob issues. Dead key fob battery. This is the most common reason a remote starter stops working. Symptoms. No response when pressing buttons. Reduced range. Fix. Replace the key fob battery. Ensure correct battery type is used. Key fob signal interference. Electronic interference can block the signal between your remote and the car. Symptoms. Works in some locations but not others. Requires you to stand very close. Fix. Move away from buildings, towers, or other electronics. Try using the remote from a different position. Vehicle safety system restrictions. Remote starters are designed with safety features that prevent the engine from starting under certain conditions. Hood not fully closed. If the hood is open or the sensor is faulty, the system will disable remote start. Symptoms. Remote does nothing. Light.